Blog Talk Radio.
Today radio episode here on the Psychic Talk Radio Network. Welcome everyone, I'm Dax Carlisle, coming to you live from Tucson, Arizona. I'm a certified life coach and clinical hypnotist, tarot advisor and numerologist, and we are a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 714-816-4628. As soon as you get through, press 1 on your dial pad, that puts you into the caller queue, lets us know you want to be live on air with us. Otherwise, we assume you're just listening to the show. So as soon as you get through, remember to press 1 on your dial pad. That's 714-816-4628. You can also chat with us live during the show and go over to the chat post, and you can ask questions and ask for mini readings and so forth there on our Psychic Talk Radio Facebook group. Always have to remember there's a page and there's a group. So like the page if you find that in your search and join the group. But we have a URL that takes you right there, a link that takes you right to the chat for that day's show. It's always the same. It's psychictalk.net/chat. That's simple, folks. Yep. So you're listening to us live, you know, and you just open a new tab in your browser and type in psychictalk.net/chat. That'll take you right over to the chat post, and we're down in the comments. Yeah, so scroll down on that post to the comments. Just start typing in the comments and use it like a chat room. We'd love to chat with you there, but of course, we'd even more like to chat with you live on air at 714-816-4628. Today's show is sponsored by the Tarot Guild, the international organization for tarot lovers, students, and professionals since 2004. Stop by and visit us at thetarotguild.com. That's thetarotguild.com. It's our social networking website with all the features of the big social media websites, only it's all tarot all the time. And it's free to join the website, join in on all of those features, just like you would join Facebook or Instagram or Pinterest or Twitter and so forth, you know. But it's the tarot one. That's right. That's right. And we've just launched our fall special. Now you can enroll in our Tarot by the Numbers Tarot and Numerology course free when you join our premium membership. So we have a premium pro membership. It's $6.50 a month, it comes out to be, and you get your first level of certification, the CTR, Certified Tarot Reader level, included free, and for fall, for a limited time, you're going to get the Tarot by the Numbers course free as well. So let me bring on the other host of Tarot Today Radio. She's a Certified Tarot Master, Crystal Reiki Master. She's also the Vice President for Certification for the Tarot Guild. And here she is live from Amarillo, Texas, the fabulous Mary Brown. Hey, Mary.
Hi, Dax. Hi, Dax. Hi, everybody. Happy Psychic Saturday.
Happy Psychic Saturday.
Woo-hoo.
Here we are on another show. People are starting to call in. I'm so excited. And we're going to be taking phone calls in just a second here. Yeah, because we're going to do open lines and tarot mini readings and everything all show long. You know, you can ask questions about anything. I mean, between Mary and I, we pretty much have it covered. Yeah, if you're curious about energy healing, Reiki, crystals, if you're interested in hypnosis, neurolinguistics, life coaching, if you're interested in tarot, you have a question about numerology, psychic development, the law of attraction, pretty much we have everything covered, Mary.
What do they want to know? Ask us. Ask us any question.
Inquiring minds want to know. Want to know. Yes. And so today is October 17th. We're getting closer and closer to Halloween. I can't believe it. It's almost the end of 2020. Actually, I'm kind of glad, Mary, aren't you? The end of 2020.
Dax, didn't we say that same thing last year? I mean, I'm starting to think, like, okay. 2021.
Yeah, we didn't realize.
That's a 5 year. I'm worried about it.
Yes, it is a 5 year, and you know, this year, wow. I mean, 2019 was ending, and we were all done with 2019. I mean, it just it wasn't a really good year. But then, little did we know that 2019 was actually going to be sparkling wonderful compared to 2020.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. So 2020, 2 plus 0 plus 2 plus 0 is 4. The world year is 4, which is structure and plans and things like that. You know, it really should have been a good year. And, you know, the thing is, despite all the craziness going on, people are getting to do great things. They're getting to make plans and create foundations for the future. People have wanted to do it for a long time. They just needed the impetus. And then, okay, the corona health scare, you know, thing happens. And here we are in crisis, you know, at the health crisis. And people are forced to make change. But change is good. And, you know, next year is all about change because that's, you know, the energy of five. If you think of the tarot cards that are five. And, you know, five is change. Five is also adventure and high energy. So, man, we can get a lot done next year. We really can. We can get a lot done. However, the other side of the coin, like you mentioned, Mary, five is also the chaos number in numerology. So depending on how the energy is being worked, I mean, it could spiral down, you know, next year. It could be, you know, it could be even worse, you know. But I'm hoping for the other side of the coin. I'm hoping for the high energy, the adventure. You know, don't get married next year, folks. Don't sign contracts. Don't make, you know, huge changes. Wait till the next year. So 2022 is going to be a 6 year, a return of balance and harmony after the chaos of five. Hopefully it won't be that chaotic, though. Yeah.
You know what's interesting, though, is like.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh. Go ahead. No, I just wanted to ask you about something I was thinking about this been world year four, and just like you were saying, like, you know, everything we've been dealing with. But, you know, the thing that's interesting to me is when I think of structure connected to to the number four, when I think of structure, I think of, like, you know, buildings. I think of, you know, there's the thing under which we can, you know, do our whatever we do. And it occurred to me that, wow, look at the advances in science this year. It's been a crazy year for science as far as, like, making advances, even correcting some theories, learning more, all of this stuff. And I thought, like, wow, in a way, things that affect the world, it definitely was a structure year for that, and testing the structures of government with this pandemic, you know, shoring up things where there were weaknesses, you know, across the globe. And so maybe as a world year four, it really was more for the world than it was for us individually.
That's right. That's right. And also, you know, just think of it this way. Think of the four cardinal directions and think of things like four-sided boxes, four legs on a table, to make it stable. You need four walls to make a building, to make a room. You know, that's where the structure idea comes. But it's more broad than that. It's also plans, making plans and, you know, life path fours tend to be architects and anybody that works in that kind of a, you know, detailed and planned out environment. Also, a lot of folks that are in the military, first responders, veterans, a lot of us, you know, have four energy either as our life path or somewhere in our chart. I'm a four attitude number. I think you're a four life path, right?
Yeah, I'm a 22-4.
Yeah, the master builder number 22. And it's that four energy. There you go. And it ties in nicely with today's energy. You brought this up.
That's the
weird thing. I did not even plan this conversation, but it like dovetails right in because guess what? 10/17/2020 adds up to 13. 1 + 3 is 4. That's right. The energy today is a 4. So this is a day to make plans. It's a day to work on foundations. Yeah, you know, work on the home, you know, anything having to do with, you know, four walls, basically, you know, but, you know, making plans and also double 4, 8. Well, today is the 17th. 1 + 7 is 8. 8 is double 4 energy, double structure. That's when you have the realization of abundance. It's abundance today. And a lot of people, you know, talking about projects and planning, a lot of people are going to be drawn to that today, Mary. They're going to be drawn, especially if it's any kind of plans or any projects that are going to bring, you know, financial abundance, for instance. And it fits in really nicely with the card of the day I got, which is the Knight of Swords. The knights in tarot are about creating plans. It's that 22 master builder energy. Now, with the Knight of Swords, though, okay, so here's where the caveat comes in. The Knight of Swords is the fastest moving, the swiftest of the knights. And you're ready to do this project, folks, whatever it is. You know, making the plans for the future, working on the project, creating that abundance. You are rushing into that project. But don't forget the four energies that's there, too. You got to make some plans, okay? So don't rush into it without a plan. So that's the energy of the day, the card of the day. Did you get a card of – well, of course you did. You do a card of the day every day. What'd you get?
Yes, I drew a card from this adorable deck, Therapets, kind of like therapy, only it's Therapets, 64
cool.
Emotional support animal cards. And I drew the emotional support animal card of the day is the turtle. And the message is your speed doesn't matter. Forward is forward. So people that worry about whether or not they're getting things done fast enough or they feel like they're, you know, not going at the right pace, think of the turtle. You know, look up turtle energy, turtle medicine, and see if there's a even deeper meaning in there for you.
Oh, I just got a flash of last week's show, you know, the Arc Animal Tarot and Oracle deck and having Bernadette King on. Yeah.
That was so much fun. Oh, my gosh. And, you know, she didn't tell us about her upcoming project, but I follow her on Facebook, and I noticed that she has a miniature horse deck that's coming out, mini horses deck. I'm so ordering that. I'm so excited. I love animal cards and animals.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Oh, I wanted to mention, people are popping in on the chat. There's Charlotte Kornberg, Sharona Rapsik, there's Reenie Rose. Hey, Reenie. Hey, Charlotte. Hey, Sharona. Remember, you can join us in the chat. It's psychictalk.net/chat, and you just type in the comments, and, you know, we'd love to hear from you in there as well. But we're going to go to the phone lines and take phone calls, too. It's going to be fun. Lots of great stuff here. Okay. see. Who's been waiting long? You ready to take some calls?
Why not? Let's do it.
Yeah, I just got so excited about the chat room filling up that I was like, oh, wait, shoot. Did Mary finish her card of the day?
Taking calls?
Oh, my God. I wasn't even paying attention. Holy fuck.
Yes, it's the turtle. Look up turtle energy.
The turtle,
people.
Yeah. The turtle energy. Okay. Oh, my God. Because I didn't see your card of the day because I woke up late and I'm rushing to get the promotions out on Twitter and Facebook and get everything going and set up for the show, do the card of the day, the numerology of the day. Oh, my God.
Well, look,
so
you know, that's hilarious because it's about how fast we're moving, you know, saying your speed doesn't matter, moving forward is forward.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a turtle that you missed because you were acting like the hare. Remember the tortoise
that's
and the
right.
hare?
Which, by the way, is, which, if you think about it, there's an analogy with the air sign, swords, the Knight of Swords we got as the card of the day is an analogy to that.
In.
It's like rushing in,
oh my
rushing
God.
In, absolutely.
Wow.
Folks, we're just, you know, commiserating together and having fun because it's like, oh, my God, too many synchronicities happening at once. This
I
is
know.
Too cool.
I was just going to say that.
Oh,
this
oh
is
boy.
Wild.
Yeah, so we're gonna take some phone calls here. Oh, by the way, I did, you know, because last week's show came up. Last week's show was just fantastic. If you missed last week's show, after the show, go listen to that in the archive. And you can always listen to our past shows at psychictalk.net. And just go check that out there. Click on archive. I think you can, the fastest way is to go to psychictalk.net/Saturdays. We'll take you right there. Also, /tarot today will also take you there. See, we have all kinds of ways to get to our archives here. See, who's been waiting the longest? It looks like area code 215. Hello.
Hi.
What's your name, huh? Where are you calling in from?
Natalie, and I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania.
It's our
Eastern
home
or
state.
Western?
Yeah.
Yeah. What part of PA?
Right outside of Philadelphia.
That's me. That's where I was born and raised.
That's
and,
you.
Mary's from the west side.
Oh.
Were you around Pittsburgh?
Yes. Pittsburgh was my dream city growing up. I lived in the sub, outside the suburbs, in a smaller rural town. But, yeah, Pittsburgh is the best city on the planet, okay? Go ahead. Argue with me, people. Argue with me about this.
So, Natalie,
so
I
talk about,
I, Natalie? Well, wait, hold on. Talk about being the hare. Hold on a second. Let's have a little conversation for a second. Because I want to ask Natalie, because, yeah, you know, I grew up in Montgomery County.
Oh, I'm in Bucks County.
Yeah, right next to it. I was on the our house was like literally, I could walk down the street to the Montgomery County, Bucks County line, the county line.
Oh.
County Line Road, even. Sorry, Mary, I'm just living in nostalgia here for a second. You know, give me a minute.
Yeah. Eastern Pennsylvanians.
I went to North Penn Senior High in Lansdale and grew up in Hatboro. All kinds of fun stuff. So what do you want to chat about, Natalie?
I don't know, maybe just like a general reading.
Oh, come on.
Any particular area of life?
You got to have a burning question.
Really
come on.
I want to know about future relationships.
Future
and
relationships?
Something. Future relationships.
Yeah.
Okie dokie. Let's see what's going on here. Hold on just one second here. I got to put Natalie's line on hold for a second, Mary. I'm getting a lot of background noise there. You know, so from the cards I'm getting, and it's looking really good because, like, the first card I get, Mary, is the Lover's card. Hello? And then the Page of Cups.
Wow.
You know, I mean, it's looking really good. Looking really good. I would say, you know, Natalie, if anything is holding you back, it's you're worrying too much about this. You're like, way too much in your head, too many thoughts about your love life. Or lack thereof, or relationships, or anything. You know, it's like, you got to take a deep breath. Because that'll open it up and allow the abundance to flow in, you know, which we're talking about today with that, you know, eight energy of the day. And I actually have two pages here. I got the Page of Wands and the Page of Cups both showing up. So there are people around you that, our potential dating material. And with the Lover's card showing up, it's like you're right there. You're right at the edge. You're ready to do it, make the leap. But the two qualifying things that are coming out in the reading is, you know, the first one I mentioned, get out of your head and get into your heart. Let your hair down, have fun, allow it to come. You know, don't worry or anguish or, you know, think too much about it. The other thing is, don't slip into fantasy and illusion. That's another card that's coming up, the Seven of Cups. And what happens is we have an idealized version. We create a fantasy, an illusion that just, you know, doesn't exist, will never exist in reality, you know, of quote unquote the best relationship, or you know, the most wonderful guy or gal to date, or, you know, things like that. So be alert to those things. Now, lastly, and we're gonna go over and get what you know, what Mary's getting on this. And hold on a second. I'm having some difficulty here with my computer's not doing what I wanted to do here. So with the Page of Wands, Wands is that fire energy. So we're talking an Aries, a Leo, or a Sagittarius potentially. And then with the Page of Cups, Cups is water, potentially a Cancer, a Scorpio, or a Pisces. So it's not just one, but there's like multiple people. Okay. And, you know, I don't ask people's age live on air, you know, but, They're either contemporaries of yours or potentially chronologically a little bit younger, possibly, or they could be the same age, even older, but have a very youthful outlook on things, because pages tend to be younger, okay, as far as the pages, the knights, queens, and kings. So, yeah, there's these people. There's people coming in. You got the Lover's card there. Aries, Leo, Sag, Cancer, Scorpio, Pisces, and be on the lookout for that. Now, let's see what advice we've got from Mary here.
Going to have to make a choice between at least two people of who you're really interested in pursuing, you know, a relationship with. And, you know, the thing that's interesting is the central card here is the Five of Swords, and we have the Ten of Pentacles. So I feel like, you know, there's a like the one phase has ended, you know, it's time, you know, for a change. We go through the Five of Swords to get to the Wheel of Fortune, where we have this positive change happening in our love life. But going through the Five of Swords with the Ace of Wands above it, Two of Wands below it, that's what makes me think you're going to have to choose which way to go when it comes to a partner. That Five of Swords is interesting because a billion things come to mind with the Five of Swords, but a lot of times it has to do with boundary issues to me. So it's like the challenge or the conflict in the card has often a lot to do with how we're thinking, because it's swords. And have we kind of put ourselves in a little box? Have we become a little too rigid? And do we need to kind of step outside of that and break free of whatever boundaries we've thought up about how our partner has to be, right? And the other thing that I would say with this is, like, yeah, it calls for a willingness to adapt and to change and to not let what everybody else thinks matter more than how you feel and what your own intuition is telling you. And just one other little message that comes up here comes from the angel love notes, little angel cards, and it's a reminder that love grows. So it's not like you're going to meet somebody, start dating somebody, and boom, I'm in love, I'm swept off my feet, blah, 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 you know. Or what the Five of Swords is saying is could happen. You could be looking at this person like, well, you know, you don't quite fit my parameters that I have in place. Allow the feelings to grow. Allow the relationship to grow. Allow love to grow. That's what I got.
Wow. Oh, and when you mentioned choices, and of course, you know, I did get at least two individuals showing up in the cards that I got, but you know, most people nowadays take value, but the original meaning, or one of the original thoughts and meanings, in especially from the original design of the Lover's card when there was three individuals on the card, was choice. So
yeah,
it fits in perfectly with what you just said. Let's bring Natalie back on here. I hope that helps you out. Does that resonate with you, Natalie?
Yeah, that helped me a lot.
Wonderful.
Awesome. And thanks for the call.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Awesome sauce. Enjoy the rest of your weekend here. The lines are starting to fill up. Get in now, folks. It's 714-816-4628. Get into the caller queue. As soon as you dial in, make sure you press 1 on your dial pad. That secures your spot, and we take the calls in the order that they come in. So to be sure that we get to you, you want to call in right now and get that spot, 714-816-4628. As soon as you get through, press 1 on your dial pad. By the way, if you're Skyping in or using some other way of dialing in, go to the app, open the dial pad, press 1. There we go. And it looks like area code 267 has been waiting the longest. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Donna from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Jeez.
Oh, wow.
These
Philadelphia
people.
Day.
Yes. I just wanted to know if I could have a general
reading.
Yeah.
On any particular area of your life?
Basically, money and romance, my love life.
Great. Money.
It's your turn to go first, Mary.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, general reading, let's just see what comes up. If both money and romance are indicated, we'll talk about that. If not, I guess we'll talk about whatever comes up. Okay, so general reading here for you. You know, okay, so this is interesting. Are you a fire sign? Do you know?
I'm Taurus.
Oh, earthy Taurus. Okay, good. Oh, well, we'll talk about Taurus here too a little bit, because I do have a couple 4 cards coming up here. And to me, I don't know why, but to me that reminds me of Taurus. I don't know if there's, Dax is a numerologist here. I don't know if there's any connection. But, you know, the Emperor card comes up underneath everything. And so that is about stability. That is about structure. The interesting thing about the Emperor card is, like, a lot of times it has to do with, like, not so much being rigid and you know, super structured, but, like, kind of putting things in order for yourself, creating an environment where you function the best. That's how I really think of, you know, the positive energy of the Emperor card. So when it comes to finances, I think that really does apply. You know, because we think of, like, structured is a word used a lot in the financial industry, right? The structured loans, structured more, you know, retirement, all of that. And so that's something to kind of think about. How are you structuring your life? Is there ways that you could kind of you know, create an environment where you can function better, or a better environment for how you handle your finances. Maybe do some planning with that. Maybe create, you know, at least take a look at it and think like, okay, what could I do? Where am I kind of leaking money that I don't need to be? You know, sometimes we don't even realize it, you know. And then the other thing that comes up here is the five of wands comes up in the past position. Now, you know, fives to me often indicate challenges, struggles, conflict, even chaos. With the five of wands, it could be if we've had like, you know, been competing with people, or if there's things kind of competing for our attention, or if we're fighting with others. But it's in the past position. And right now it's talking about like, okay, you know, what is it that's right in front of me that I'm not paying attention to? Because the other four that came up is the four of cups. And a lot of times, you know, we can miss what's right in front of us. Or also sometimes that's a part of apathy. When you say like romance in the future, well, are you excited about it? Are you actually looking for it? Are you seeing is there anybody kind of right in front of you that you may be just not registering, you know? So that's something to look at then. And then the other card that comes up is the World card. Now, in some, you know, in the traditional deck, we have the World Dancer. We don't know if it's a he or she, you know, all the things about the World card. It's a card of like, you know, completion, fulfillment. But the other thing too is integration. And that kind of comes up in the position that I think of like sort of the overall theme. And so are you ready for a partner? Are you ready to fully integrate someone into your life, into your world? And again, you know, how do we create the environment for that? So I feel like we'll see what Dax has. I'm not seeing any one person being generally that four energy of stability, structure, which seems to be important. But
yes, that's what I'm working on now, all that stuff.
Great.
And
awesome. And then, you know, you're going to be ready for it when it comes your way, right? So let's see what Dax got.
Oh, I'm trying to remember everything you said, Mary, because I should have took notes, because every single thing that you were saying, I was like, oh, wait, I got that too. Wait, I got that too. Wait. It's like, oh my God. It's crazy. You know, the World card. I got the World card. Whenever you get the World card showing up in a spread, it's a really good indicator. Now, everything that I've got, there's nothing about relationships and romance in here. This is all career, finance, abundance in your life, things along those lines. And the central focus card is the Ace of Coins. So there is an opportunity that's already there. And Mary, one of the things you said about, you know, there's, you know, things you're not seeing, there's like an opportunity you're not seeing. And speaking of the abundance, eight, the energy of the day, I got the Eight of Wands. And that's things happening quickly. Okay. And it's the number of abundance. And that's at the end of the spread here. Now, what's it going to require? Well, the Ace of Coins in the card, there's a definite aspect of thinking outside the box and stepping outside of your comfort zone. So in order to take advantage of this opportunity, it's going to require that. Now, how can what will come from that? Well, you got the Nine of Pentacles, the Nine of Coins. So that's the self-made woman. That's the female entrepreneur. And she has made her wealth herself. Now, the World card is right next to the Eight of Wands. And when the World card and the Eight of Wands, you know, even the Eight of Wands by itself, but especially when it's right next to the World card, in contemporary terms, that's a an indicator of, you know, the whole world opening up to you and fast communication. So we're talking the internet, telecommunications, things along those lines. So this could be things like video conferencing with students you're teaching, video conferencing with clients that you're working with long distance, and anything else having to do with websites, social media, and the internet. You know, this is where it's going to happen. And actually, if you think about it, for a lot of us, we've had to shift, you know, what we've been doing from, you know, say, seeing clients in person to seeing clients through telecommunications, you know, whether it's video conferencing, you know, Skype, FaceTime, Facebook video calls, Zoom, things along those lines. And, you know, working through social media to get clients, your website, things along those lines. So that's what I'm getting. And again, I always want to go back to the main focus card, the Ace of Coins, that, you know, that's the opportunity's there. It's already there. You might just not be seeing it. And, you know, reemphasize that when you look at the garden, the lush garden that we're in the Rider-Waite-Smith version of the card, and it's surrounded by a hedge, you know, so it's got, you know, like a wall. It's protected, and there's the one entrance, and we're standing on this path that goes past some white lilies, heading out through this arch to the outside, and beyond is a hill or a mountain. And at the top, at the summit, is your goal, Donna. But it requires, to get to that goal, you know, it's outside of the garden. It requires stepping outside of your comfort zone, doing something you're not comfortable about initially, which, you know, any change requires that, you know. And I feel like it's going to be a change, of course, for you. And, of course, the more you do something, the more used to it you get. You practice and you get used to it. It becomes a habit and it's no longer uncomfortable. It gets pulled into the garden. It becomes part of your comfort. But initially, you got to step out through the arch, down the path, up the mountain or the hill to the goal. So you got to step outside of your comfort zone. And there's also an element of thinking outside of the box. You know, I've always worked this way for these types of companies, in this career, money can only come to me this way. You know, it requires thinking outside of the box such that, big truck going by, sorry. It requires thinking outside the box such that, you know, you are opening up the opportunities for the universe to bring you something different, you see. You know, if we get stuck there, then we, you know, where we are now, things the way we've always done it, you know, we're telling the universe we want more of that, okay? So that's what I'm getting. I hope that helps you out.
Okay, but what's the thing that's right in front of me? Just generally,
there's an opportunity. This is, and remember, I said that all the cards I'm getting are financial. They're talking about career, work, financial abundance in that area, and the opportunity. There's an opportunity going forward that's there, you just don't see it. You're kind of stuck in a rut. You're not thinking beyond what you normally do, you know. And
right.
when people are stuck, what I tell them to do is to take out a piece of paper and a pen, you know, not a pad or a computer or a laptop or your phone. actually use pen and paper, pencil and paper, get a crayon, I don't care. There's something about physically writing it out, all right? And what you do is you start breaking down to the nuts and bolts when you can't see the big picture. Break down to the nuts and bolts. Okay, so you start writing down, you know, not what companies you've been working for, what career path you've been on, you know, but the fine details of, I have this skill, I have this skill, I can do this, I can do that. You know, write down all of your skills, knowledge, base, and abilities on a piece of paper and just adding to that. And eventually, you're going to start getting a picture.
Okay. I got it.
Yep. All righty, Donna. All right. Thanks for the call, and have a great weekend. Yeah. You know, speaking about next year being chaos, it's like, you know, this has really been the chaos year, you know, which is hilarious.
Yeah.
But you know, there's always the other side of the coin. You know, and there's, with every adversity comes such the potential advancement and changing things up and doing things differently and creating new paths for ourselves. But most of us are stuck because we don't look outside of our own garden.
Yeah, I think that's true. Hey, Dex, why don't I let everybody know what's coming up on the Psychic Talk Radio Network this week?
I was just going to ask you about that, yeah. What's coming up?
Well, of course, there's us today. And you can listen later in archive if you missed the show. And then our next show is on Monday, October 19th, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. It's the Wisdom of the Soul show with your host, Janice Fuchs. And Wednesday, October 21st, the Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance Hour with your host, Catherine Hahn. She's doing part two of her series, You Have the Power to Change the World. And then Dax will be back next Friday, October 23rd, on the Doctors Are In show with his co-host, Dr. Rose Wilkerson, and they will be talking about your life purpose, finding your who, why, and how. Plus, they'll be doing open lines, life coaching, and tarot mini readings. And then Dax and I will be back next Saturday, October 24th, for our Psychic Spin segment, Are Ghosts Real? Ooh. And we'll be talking about different tarot decks for Halloween on the Tarot Today show. And then on Sunday, it's the Magic Universe with your host, Sharona Rapsik. Open lines, angel Reiki, and free tarot readings all show long. And again, all of our shows are at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. You can also find out what time zone it is, what the time is in the time zone you are in by looking that up, by checking it out. But those are upcoming shows for this week on the Psychic Talk Radio Network. And you can find those, if you didn't write them all down while I was telling you, by going to psychictalk.net/upcoming. Next week, you and I are going to be talking about different tarot decks and oracle decks for Halloween. Are you going to write something for the website that people can find about that?
Oh, yes. It's been great. I have this project going on right now for everybody, and it's a lot of work, but it's a labor of love. I'm putting together like the most comprehensive list of mostly tarot decks, but also a bunch of oracle decks, a few Lernemann decks as well that are Halloween themed. So it's going to be a lot of fun, and it's already over 100 decks. It's going to be the biggest list ever. I'm about halfway through just gathering the images to show people, samples of the decks. And hopefully I will have an article published with all of that in it within the next couple of days or so. It should be like the beginning of this week. So it'll come out, you know, before the radio show. And we'll have a lot to talk about on the radio show. We'll do the psychic spin segment, like you said, and ask the tarot, you know, are ghosts real? And but we'll be also talking these Halloween decks. It's been fun for me, too, because I found, you know, some decks going way back. A lot of new decks are coming out. And I'm including anything that will fit, quote unquote. So Halloween, obviously Halloween themed decks, but anything that's spooky or scary or gothic, you know, everything from vampires and witches and, you know, anything that'll fit in there. You know, I'm also going to have a Halloween spread in that article for you guys and, you know, a few other things for Halloween, and we're just going to put it all in one big article on the Tarot Guild website, thetarotguild.com, and I'll be putting that out on social media, on our groups and pages and Twitter and websites and so forth, hopefully, you know, Monday or Tuesday, and we'll have a lot to talk about next Saturday. I can't wait.
Awesome. Me either. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, I mean, it's been really busy. I mean, it's quite a project doing that. But also with our fall sale that we have going on at the Tarot Guild, we've had people joining, going through the certification, because the Certified Tarot Reader certification is included in the membership. And, you know, people that are already professional readers, but also people taking advantage of the fall special, which is you get my course, Tarot by the Numbers, it's a whole course on tarot and numerology together for beginners. And they're taking that course with the intention to then get certified after that. And already had several people all over the place. The U.S., of course, United Kingdom. There's a fellow, Roni, from Korea. I mean, all over the globe. You know, it's just... It's so cool. So, you know, if you've been thinking about joining our premium membership or enrolling in my course, normally they're separate, you know, and the course is $78, the number of cards in the tarot deck, of course. You know, I had to be cute about that, you know. But now you're going to get that free when you join the premium membership. It comes out to $6.50 a month. You know, it's like a Netflix.
Awesome.
And so you just go over to thetarotguild.com, and it's all right there, thetarotguild.com/join. If you want to go right to the join page and read about the premium membership, you're going to get your membership certificate right away. Your application to get certified as a certified tarot reader is included. That's the first level. We actually have four levels of certification. And you're going to get the first level included with your membership. And during fall here, for the next few weeks anyway or so, you're going to be able to enroll in my course for free as well. We'll give you access right away. So, yeah,
awesome.
It's just been busy the last week or two. Just crazy.
Yes, it has. It sounds like you have been busy as a bee.
Absolutely.
Always that busy. Yeah, you know, for me, it's like soon as it's the end of September, beginning of October, now that we're halfway through October, I'm in full Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas mode. I'm ready to put the tree up. I am so ready to put the tree up. I just want to sail through the end of this year and see what happens next.
Right. Oh, there's one thing I forgot to mention with that Halloween deck project that I'm doing. I want your help. Okay, so I have exhaustively researched the internet. I've read, you know, every article on, you know, the top 10 best Halloween decks, you know. I've done searches and compiled this all together, you know. But I might miss something. Like, I did miss one deck, and you told me what it was. I can't remember what it is off the top of my head. What was the one that you told me about?
Shadowlands.
Yeah, I forgot to put Shadowlands. Yeah, it didn't come up on any of the lists or any of the research I did.
That's crazy. And you know what it is like, and we'll have to talk about this on a future episode of the show, right? But people right now, you know, shadow work is trending. Shadowlands is thought of, you know, more as a deck for shadow work with tarot. And so that's all, you know, and I'm sure it's great for that, you know, how, and the book is geared towards that. But the back design has two bats. You have trick-or-treater, a trick-or-treater with a pumpkin little, you know, what is it, with the bowl, I guess, you know, where you go around trick-or-treating and to put your candy in. I mean,
right.
It's got mummies, it's got bats, it's got witches,
it's
got ghosts. It's the most Halloween-y deck I've ever seen, to tell you the truth. And the artwork is beautiful, beautiful. And I don't expect anybody to have it on their list because, unlike you, I think, you know, the lists that I've seen that are out there are really the ones where it's like sort of on the nose, like somebody's named their deck the Halloween Tarot or the Halloween Oracle,
right.
You know, where they've included it. But yeah, you're very smart to look beyond that, especially because the Gothic theme is always big for Halloween. So definitely that's a Halloween deck. Maybe even something like the out of print Ludi Lescott deck would, because it's very Gothic.
Yep, I actually have that on the list. I'm not sure whether I'm going to include it or not. You know, I'm tempted, but then I kind of want it to be accessible. I want it to be a list where someone can go, oh, I love this deck, and they're able to still acquire it, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, there are some decks that I've done a lot of research where, you know, they said it's out of print, and I did research, and I was actually able to find it being reproduced on GameCrafter or available from an Etsy store for $235. Yeah, you're going to have to put out the money for some of these things. But if I found a way to purchase it, I've included it in the list. And I do have like 5 or 6 or 8 out-of-print ones, which I don't know. I'm tempted, but I don't think I'm going to include it in the list. But yeah, when you told me about Shadowlands, I added that one in. And so, you know, that's why I wanted to bring that back up was I want to ask everybody out there, if you have a favorite scary deck or Gothic deck or macabre even or spooky or Halloween themed, you know, let me know your favorite decks and I'll make sure that they get in there, you know. And every year, what's really cool is we can keep adding to this list every year. You know, there's going to be, hopefully, anyway, more and more themed and witch-themed and ghost-themed. And I did go beyond the Halloween thing for sure. You know, I originally was going to do, like, the top 10 Halloween decks, but then and just tarot. But then, you know, I started seeing some of the oracles, and I was like, no, I'm going to add in oracle decks and even Lernamon decks.
Yeah.
So, and I expanded beyond, you know, I said, okay, I noticed the same thing you did, that on these lists, they're missing things that fit with Halloween, you know, like Shadowlands, but, you know, there's a lot of Gothic and ghost decks and vampire decks and things out there, things that people miss, you know. So it's going to be the most comprehensive list ever. I'm so excited. We can keep adding to it every year. Maybe we could start adding other neat things like, I don't know, your favorite recipe for pecan pie or pumpkin pie or, you know, or Halloween treats. And, you know, we could make this a cool ongoing thing that we do around this season every year.
Absolutely.
Stuff,
I love Halloween.
Stuff. Yeah, yeah. So we have time for another call, you know, maybe more if some folks get right in there. We have some other callers, but they don't have their hand raised. So I'm just going to put it out there that if you want to be live on air with us, press 1 on your dial pad if you're in the caller queue right now, because we will get to your call if you do it right now. So go ahead and press the number 1 on your dial pad so we know you want to be live on air, or call in real quick, 714-816-4628. And press 1 on the dial pad, and we'll bring you on as we're getting close to the end of the show here. The call that's waiting the longest, let's see. Oh, my neck of the woods, area code 520. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh,
hello?
I'm getting a ring. Oh, thank you.
Hello,
Lisa.
Hello.
Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. How's it going?
Really well. Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I'm so excited.
Absolutely. Yes, that's great. So what did you want to talk about today?
My relationship, please. How do you see that going?
Oh, so you're in a relationship now.
Yeah.
Well, you're not sounding very enthusiastic about it. It doesn't sound like it's going too good here.
Well, you know, even good relationships take a lot of work. But I'm not saying one way or another.
Absolutely. Oh my God. So the central focus card is the 8 of Pentacles. And you mentioned relationships taking a lot of work. You know, that's literally the work card, you know. But also using your skills and abilities, you know. And I think the indication here is that if you guys put the work in, yeah, it could turn out good. I mean, I got the Sun card, which is really good, you know. That was at the – and that's at the end in the future here on the spread here. But I also got the Judgment card. That's the first card that comes in. It's a card of awakening. And, you know, it's I call it the cosmic wake-up call. And, you know, that combined with the 8 of Pentacles is, you know, I think it's going to require reevaluation and putting the work in and maybe doing some things that you either, you know, thinking outside the box or doing things that you're either unaware of, or if you're aware of them, you're afraid to take the plunge. You're afraid to take the leap. And the Fool card is showing up, which is the leap of, you know, taking the leap of faith. And if you could do that, you know, I got these two cards. One is really good and one is not so bad. I mean, actually, I said that wrong. I should have said, okay, one is really good, one is could be bad, you know. So this is the thing: if you put in the work, you can end up with the Sun card. But right next to the Sun card is the Ten of Swords, which is the end of one cycle, the beginning of a new cycle. Okay.
Okay.
So that's why I was hesitating there, because it's not really the end of the world, but when you're in the middle of it, it feels like the end of the world. Yeah. But, you know, in the card, in the distance, the sun is coming up. The dark skies overhead are kind of being pushed. The sunlight comes up as the sun dawns. So it's the dawning of a new day. It's the end of one cycle, the beginning of another, like I said. This card does come up when things hit rock bottom sometimes, though, you know, and when relationships end.
Okay.
But there it is sitting right next to the Sun card. So it's kind of like a choice. You know, it's like things can go off the rails and you can end up at the Ten of Swords, or you can end up at the Sun card. So we look at all the cards that precede it, and we see that, you know, this is your great wake-up call. You got to take the leap of faith. and you got to work on it. That's what's coming up in the grid. But let's see what Mary has to say. She might have something to add to it. You know?
Right. It could be something.
Help us along.
A horse
here.
Of a different color. But I will say this. I did get the judgment card as well. And I did this a little bit differently. I did a combined oracle and tarot spread with it. And with the judgment card, I got this card about envisioning love. So, you know, judgment often to me, you know, has to do with decisions that we make. Are we choosing to look through our love lenses, or are we looking at our partner in this relationship, you know, through a different lens? So I think it's a good idea to like examine like how we're orienting our look and our perspective on our relationship and our partner. But, you know, all that aside, often when the judgment card comes up on a relationship question, it can indicate the opportunity or the possibility of a spiritual rebirth happening in the relationship. You know, is it time to...
Oh.
It's like a great, like I see the judgment card, it's like, oh, maybe you should renew your vows and you know, really think about what you want to promise each other going forward for the next phase of the relationship. The other thing, too, you know, Nine of Wands comes up in the past position with its message that love is a journey. Okay, it can be rough, right? You know, we have this sort of idealized butterflies, and it's not, you know, I think being in love with someone and loving someone actually does require work, and it makes things harder. Things are easier when we're not so invested, when we don't care. So I feel like there's a lot of love in this relationship. The Nine of Cups comes up, and it talks about how love can be a teacher and how what is it that it teaches us? It teaches us to adapt so that we can prolong relationships, so love can last. We have to adapt to one another, and sometimes that's the thing we don't want to think about is caring even more, giving more love to a relationship. And that doesn't mean like saying like, oh, okay, well, I'm just going to love more and more, and I'm never going to have a disagreement with this person or whatever. No, it doesn't work that way. But whatever decisions that we make in our relationships, if we are coming from a place from love, whether it's love for our partner or even love for ourselves, you know, I think that we're going to make better decisions that way. So that's what I get. There it is.
Well, thank you. I think you're both right. I think that it resonates for me. I just feel, it's a hard row. You know, some people will, you mentioned redoing your marriage vows or your commitment vows. Well, I tell you, I do watch a lot of reality TV. I don't have TV. I pay for it on YouTube. And I swear to God, all those reality shows that do the renewal of vows, they all end up in divorce. All of them.
They do,
the road,
don't they?
You know. That
but however, it depends, though. See, there's one thing about, you know, I want to go back to the Fool card for a second here, Mary, with this. Taking a leap of faith, okay? It can also be fully in both feet. You know, it can, you know, this whole thing about people renew their vows, you know, but it can be great, but it can also be totally meaningless. All right. It's not so much, you know, the ceremony of doing it. It's the reality of, you know, the Fool card showing up like this could be an indicator of going all in, you know, doubling down on the relationship.
Yeah,
I agree. And you're right. And with what intentions we have in our hearts. when we go into something like that, taking whatever step it is. You're so right. I so appreciate you both. I didn't know that you guys were doing readings, so I felt very lucky. And my call accidentally dropped, and I dialed back in, and I thought, oh, I'll never get in. But, you know. And so when you took my call, I thought, yes!
Awesome.
Yeah. Awesome thought.
It was
like,
meant to
I'm glad
happen.
You got through, Lisa. It was
yeah,
meant to happen.
Oh,
glad you
thanks
got
for
through.
Calling.
Thank you for
enjoy
this.
Enjoy the rest of your
thank
weekend.
You. Oh, and you
yes.
as well. You both as well. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye, Lisa. And everybody
okay.
out there, enjoy the rest of your weekend. You got anything else,
yes.
Mary?
Nope. No, I don't. I just
nope.
want I am really looking forward to next week's show, and I hope everybody has a great week. Definitely, if you haven't joined our Psychic Talk Facebook group or even our Tarot Guild Facebook group, you need to find us on Facebook. You can go to psychictalk.net/Facebook and join our group and like our page.
That's right. And, you know, we never mention it, but we're in other places on the web as well. Many of the hosts have, you know, their own Instagram and so forth. And also,
yes.
you can the Tarot Guild has Twitter, you know, at Tarot Guild, you know, twitter.com/Tarot Guild. You can follow us on there as well. And Mary and I have our own personal Twitter accounts as well
Twitter.
That you can follow. Yeah. Mary's Tarodactyl. And I'm Dax Carlisle, just my name. I know I'm boring compared to Mary's Tarodactyl. But, yeah.
My spirit animal.
That's right. Yes.
Yes.
But come, you know, if you're into tarot and numerology, follow us on Twitter, the at Tarot Guild, and join our Facebook groups, our Facebook, like our pages. We have a page for the Tarot Guild, page for Psychic Talk Radio, and the Psychic Talk Radio group on Facebook, as well as the Tarot Guild one, and our main website, thetarotguild.com, and psychictalk.net as well. And we'd love for you to come over
yes.
to the Tarot Guild website, and you can join the website for free. It's not just a website, it's a social networking platform, you know, similar to Facebook. And so you have all the, you know, instant messaging, friending, groups, forums, all the things you can do on social media, you can do on our platform there at thetarotguild.com.
Yes.
Yeah, top of any page, you can click on sign up, or you can just go to thetarotguild.com/sign up and sign up for the website for free and start friending us and chatting with us there. There's a chat room. There's, all the different features there, and take advantage of the fall special. You know, if you want to learn tarot and numerology, you get my course free when you become a member. We have a premium membership as well. So you got the free membership where you join the website for free. You can take advantage of all of the features of the website, but the premium membership gives you extra access, like you can post your own articles. You can create your own groups, discussion groups on specific decks or
yep.
certain aspects of tarot or numerology or energy healing or anything you want to do, really, as well as, you know, you get your certificate of membership, your certified tarot reader certification is included. And during the fall, my course as well is included. All over there at thetarotguild.com/join. All righty. Well, if we didn't get your call today, remember you can call in on the Wednesday show. I know Catherine's going to be taking calls. I'll be back on Friday, and we, Mary and I, will be back on Saturday.
Yes, our ghost reel. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. We're doing that on the Psychic Spin. It's like, what is the tarot going to say? I'm like, ooh,
yeah.
Something spooky happened. That would be wild.
Disembodied
voice
great.
Or something. Yeah.
As long as it doesn't mess up the technology, which, you know, that happens sometimes. Don't want to lose
Uh-oh.
Audio. Yeah. That's happened. Too much energy, you know, before it's happened. But, yeah, Halloween, you know, next weekend when we do the show, Halloween will be 1 week away. It's the,
I know.
It's the anniversary of the Tarot Guild, too. It's the birthday of the Tarot Guild. 16 years ago, we'll be going into our 17th Tarot Guild. It's also my partner Doug's birthday and Halloween all together. It's my favorite holiday.
Yay! I love Halloween.
Yep. Thanks to all our listeners and callers. We don't have a show without you. And I'm going to say goodbye. And thank you, Mary, for being here.
Thank you, Dak. And thanks
awesome
to everybody
star.
In the chat room. Bye, everybody.
Yeah. Good night, John Boy.